Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Worship Q&A Podcast. I'm Dwayne Moore. Each week, we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. And today, we've got a special guest with us. Very, very excited about having Tim Timmons with us. In a few moments, I'm going to introduce him, and we're going to have a conversation with him about how to stay fresh in our relationship with God in the midst of all the craziness, busyness of the holiday season. Before I invite Tim into the conversation, I want to remind us that we're doing the Refocus Worship Conference in Pigeon Forge, February the 1st through the 3rd. And we just yesterday had a young couple from Wyoming sign up to come. That's crazy. And so they're coming from all around, and we're excited about the opportunity to have Aaron Keyes there, Dr. Vernon Whaley, my son Stephen, and I will all be in there. So please come if you can. Check it out on our website. We love to have you. And so that's happening, and we have our coaching program that kicks in the first part of next year, so you can check all that stuff out on our website. But hey, talking of coaching, I don't know of anyone that I'd rather hear from and learn from than this guy, Tim Timmons. Drum roll, please. Ooh. Tim, how are you, man?
I'm great. And you didn't mention that at your conference, you got a guy named Dwayne there as well.
I do have this guy named Dwayne. I don't know if that'll actually...
I'm just saying, that guy's a total stud, so you got to pick him up.
Well, I don't know if that name would actually impress him or depress him, so I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not so sure if I
should
mention
that. You're
awesome,
man. You're awesome.
I'll be there speaking some too, man, but I'm praying down the road, if the Lord opens up the door, we can get you in on that conference down the road too. I'd love it.
All right. Well, I teach a lot of dance classes, so I think we could do it.
I heard that. Well, man, welcome to the Worship Q&A Podcast. It's so good
Thank
to have you.
Thank you. Good to be on here.
You're in Franklin now, I think. Catch us up to where you are now.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm from Orange County, California, but we moved to Franklin, Nashville, basically, almost 3 years ago. And just I was on tour so much, I missed my kids and my wife, and it just was one of those things where it just made more sense. So it's been really great. It's been really great. We've got a great community out here, and so we're real thankful.
That's incredible. Now you still travel and do a lot of music though, and but I guess you have a home base there in Franklin, Tennessee. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I do a bunch of writing for myself and for other people out here as well, and I've been writing doing all that for a long time, but Jesus just keeps opening those doors, and so I keep walking through them. And you know, that was part of the deal years ago, as I said, I got to a place, you guys, that I was just done being such an amazing varsity worship leader, Christian guy. And I was just as soul tired as everybody else. Like the weekend was coming up, Christmas was coming up. I'm like, oh my gosh, crap. I'm like, I'm dying right here, but I've got to like really kill it again for my pastor, you know?
Yeah.
And, and it just, after a while it just got to me. And I ended up just so exhausted. Literally, my soul was exhausted. And I thought, my neighbor is, you know, an atheist, and he is just as soul tired as I am. My thing should work. I'm a leader.
Wow.
And so, anyways, it was one of those seasons where we said, okay, you know what? I'm done, Jesus. I'm done working for you. I just want to be with you. So that's how I'm going to start doing everything. So if you want me to work at Starbucks and that's it, and you're going to provide for my family, then awesome. If you want to open up other doors, then awesome. And it was at that point that I just made it a point to just hang with Jesus and go, okay, well, if I blow it, I'm still hanging out with Jesus. If I'm in my car, I'm hanging out with Jesus. If somebody cuts me off on the road, I'm hanging out with Jesus. If I'm leading worship, I'm just hanging out with Jesus. So it just changed the way that I saw things. And after about 2 years of, you know, practicing that kind of the presence of Jesus, that's when all these doors started opening up and got a, you know, crazy record deal and all these things and songs. And so it's just been this cool deal where just Jesus keeps opening doors, and I'm done trying to be awesome, and I'm just hanging with him. So even in this Christmas season, for everybody who's listening, I heard the question in the beginning. Honestly, I think one of the biggest things for us is just to remember who we're hanging out with.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds so cliche and so dumb, right? But even
not
in the
really.
Song,
no, actually,
sing,
it sounds rather fresh to me. I'm loving it.
So it is. It is so profound. It just sounds like, you know, okay, I've heard that before. Hang with Jesus. Now I've got to actually put a whole worship set together. But I remember even a young worship leader came up to me one time. He said, "Tim, I hate Christmas songs, and I'm just so bored of this stuff." And I said, I totally get it. Oh my gosh. But I mean, it's like, who says God rest you merry gentlemen? You know, I just don't know too many people that actually say that in life. Hey man, God rest you merry gentlemen. Yeah. And so, we started going, okay. I said, okay, what's your favorite Christmas song? And he said, Oh Holy Night. I said, why? He said, it's beautiful. And I said, man, it is a beautiful song, but why would you pray this song? Like, just figure out the words in the song. Why would you pray this song? And then I said, you got to figure out why would your people end up praying this song? And so that night I went and watched him lead this college ministry. And, you know, he was leading these songs and whatever. And then he got to Oh Holy Night, and he went all the way through it. And Oh Holy Night, till he appears and the soul felt its worth. You know, that whole part. Sorry, I have a cold, so my voice sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And so,
you got the idea.
Okay, good. You guys know the song. And so then he just stopped for a second, just played his little G chord, and said to everybody, he said, when was the last time your soul felt its worth? And the whole room, just all the air just got sucked right out of that room.
You could hear a pin drop, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time your soul felt its worth? So he did his homework as a worship leader, and he figured out why he needed to own and pray those prayers. And then he invited other people in just with one question, and that room shouted that song. I mean, it was so cool. And so just my encouragement for you, worship leaders, would be for you to figure out which of these prayers you need to pray. And then why you need to pray these, and then help your band and help your choir and help these people say, hey, choose one of these songs this weekend, every weekend, that you are going to own. This is like your prayer this weekend. Man, it just, I think it'll revolutionize the way that your people will lead and the way that your people will actually pray, you know? Sorry, I just went on a little tangent, but.
No, that's powerful. I think that's what we need to hear, man. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, even you guys, this is a little tip, and use this, please use this. The word Merry Christmas, you know, we always think of that as Happy Christmas. Hey, Happy Christmas to you. And when I started looking, because I did this myself, I was looking up, God rest you, merry gentlemen. Like, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
And so I started figuring out all these words, and I thought, Merry, God rest you, happy gentlemen, what's that mean? And I looked it up, and in the old English, you know, it was Robin Hood and his merry men. And it wasn't Robin Hood and his, like, happy-go-lucky, jumping up and down, you know, ballet, merry men, like happy men. Merry actually meant mighty or powerful in the old English.
I did not know that.
Is that crazy? And so when you say Merry Christmas, you're not saying, hey, man, Happy Christmas. I mean, what a waste of our time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's either a little happy, a little sappy, dumb Christmas, or it's a mighty and a powerful Christmas where everything changed. And everything now, we have a new way to actually live as though it's true, that he is the same spirit that raised him from the dead is living in us. Well, that's mighty. That's powerful. So anyways, use that this year, you guys. It's great.
Man, that is incredible. Okay, you've already given us three. Let's review here, guys. Let's not – all you listening people like me, let's review. He's already in 4 minutes given us three golden nuggets, okay? So these are powerful moments. First of all, hanging in this with the presence of God and enjoying him over just standing up and leading in front of people. I think I got that surmised pretty much. Not saying I do it necessarily, Tim, but I get it.
Yep.
Okay.
No, it's different.
And then, of course, this mighty and happy Christmas idea. And then also owning a song each week. Okay, man, you're 3 for 3. What else you got?
Yeah, I mean, and I think the owning thing is, I mean, I think that's how Jesus led worship, if you ask me, and that's a whole other conversation. But I think he led worship by helping people own their own response to Jesus. And so I think that has to start with us as worship leaders, and it has to start with us as bands. Mm-hmm. You guys, we're creating, and Dwayne, you have been one of the forerunners in helping people lead teams, but we're creating these teams of just musicians, Christian musicians, and what a waste of our time. We get to actually create and like disciple and aim these guys, these people that are on our teams, not just use them and abuse them, but actually like invest in them. Right. And I think part of us investing in them and in the choir and in the tech team and, you know, the guy who's doing sound and lights and the person who's pushing the buttons behind the computer is saying, hey, which of these things do you need to own? And honestly, you know, you talked about my nonprofit thing that I do. I blog every week, and it's called 10,000 Minutes. 10,000 minutes.
Okay. Is that 10,000minutes.com? Is that what that
is? Yep, 10,000minutes.com.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And the whole idea is that there are 10,080 minutes in a week, and 80 of those minutes are where the church is gathered, which is so awesome and beautiful and powerful.
Okay.
But if our 80 minutes don't actually help the rest of the week, which is 10,000 minutes, like there are 10,000 minutes until we gather again. You know, you can use that on Sunday morning. Hey, guys, for the next 10,000 minutes, remember that Jesus is with you. I mean, it's just this powerful number. And,
incredible.
You know,
love
these
that.
Prayers, if we can help people own their prayers in the 80 minutes, I think we can help them in the 10,000 minutes practice Jesus all week long.
Yeah.
And I think we're discipling our bands and our choirs and tech people to see it that way and go, huh, what if I prayed this song all week long in the 10,000 minutes? So we're really trying to figure out how do we help each other practice Jesus all week long. So if you ever guys want to check out 10,000minutes.com, come on over. It's fun.
Tim, how can we find your music, man? I love your. I've been listening to your new CD. You got a children's
good.
Album out.
Yeah, I've got
a
kids record called "Who I Am." Yeah, it's you know, kids' music drives me crazy. So, I've got so many kids, so I just wanted to do a kids record. So I have two kids records. The last one was latest one's called "Who I Am," and they're just truths that I just wanted kids to do more than just jump, you know.
Yeah.
And then okay. I just did a Christmas record. A Christmas EP just came out called Mighty Christmas.
I love it. I've been listening to it, yeah.
Good. So there's a single coming out to radio called Yes, You Are. Yeah. And then there's just I've got stuff on anywhere. Tim Timmons. You can go get the Mercy Me song, Even If. You know, I think you'll dig that song. So we wrote that a few years ago. And Jesus
yeah, I love
just
that
put
song.
The pack
yeah.
sucker out. So it's, you know, I'm Jesus keeps opening doors. That's his job. I just keep walking through them. So.
Amen, brother. Well, thank you so much, Tim. Man, it's been great to have you on our podcast today.
Of course, you guys. Thank you, Dwayne.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us for the podcast. You can find the text version of this with Tim on our website at nextlevelworship.com/blog. And, of course, we'll also have the podcast along with many other, not only this topic today, but also you can look back in our archives over the past several months to learn questions that worship leaders are asking, or maybe questions we ought to be asking, like how do we make the most of the 10,000 minutes in our week? I love that. We'll see you back next week on the Worship Q&A podcast. Thanks so much.